Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good
Happy
morning.
Hump day. Hope your work week is going well so far. It's going really well for JT Realmuto. The Phillies signed the catcher in this five-year deal. This is worth over $115 million.
Jacob Tyler. That's what JT stands for.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay.
He's the real deal. In my opinion, and most people's opinion, he is the most complete catcher in all of Major League Baseball, both at the plate and behind it. They had to make this deal. It's a lot of money.
Yes.
But the guy is a great player, and it's good to see he'll be in Phillies uniform for at least the next 5 years.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
Biggest catcher salary in Major League Baseball history. It averages to over $23 million a year.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I thought Mike Piazza was the best offensive catcher I've ever seen. He's from Norristown. He's a local guy. He played for the Dodgers and the Mets. But I would take JT over him.
All right.
He's a more complete player. I think
well,
he's a better
defender.
Yeah, he's a great catcher. So great move, Phils. Could be a great move for you, winning some stuff from us today. 7:30, Beat the Bee. It's a $50 gift card to Fogo de Chao. All-you-can-eat steak. Here's my little tip for you, if you do go. Because I love the Brazilian steakhouse experience. However, I've learned through experience, do not load up on the salad bar because it's delicious. And it's right there when you get in. You're hungry. But you load up on all that roughage, and then you can't get the steak in your belly. And that's what you're there for.
That's right.
Not to eat salad. So just pace yourself.
It's hard to do.
I'm sorry. Very passionate about my all-you-can-eat experiences, my buffet experiences.
When's the last time? I know. They come to your table and do
Yeah, they do.
But, wow, buffets.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't see them anymore.
I don't think. Oh, my gosh. When's the last time? When's the next time you're ever going to see a buffet?
Exactly. I miss just going to the grocery store and having the salad bar open.
So convenient, wasn't it?
Yeah, and bringing it. Oh,
it's
my gosh.
It's not there anymore. It's how we're living.
Yep.
815, the IQ, a lot of money, $404 for you if you win that. And 305, make sure you're listening for the code word, the Apple a Day code word, your chance to win a brand new Apple iPad. And before I run out of breath, let me just say we're going to hop on over to our Facebook Live video right now, our Be Up Club. Please join us if it is safe to do so at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So when you go down the shore to Ocean City, New Jersey, specifically, I'm sure you either go to or you have great memories of going to Gillian's Wonderland Pier. And I know I called it Jillian's for years, but it really is Gillian's. But anyway, you know where I'm talking about. We have good and bad news, okay? Bad news first. It is being reported that it's being ordered to be put up for auction because the owners, who is Ocean City Mayor Jay Gillian and his wife, they defaulted on an $8 million mortgage bill.
Yeah, but there is some good news. So after these reports came out, Mayor Gillian said, you know, not so fast. He says he and his wife have found new financing in order to pay off the debt, so there won't be a need to go to auction.
Good.
Yep, and he says Wonderland Pier will indeed be open for business this summer. That's exciting news, and I hope that's true because those rides, they are such an iconic part of the Ocean City, New Jersey boardwalk.
I have memories. All the kids, when they were little, we would go on the boats. The train that is at the top, you know. That,
yes.
Well, did you ever do it?
I have not. I would never go up top that high.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you're right. Memories from Gillian's.
Yeah.
So good. It's going to stay open.
And it opened in 1929. Isn't
oh
that
my
something?
Gosh.
That's how
I didn't
long
know
it's
was
been
that old.
There. Yep. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if your child is a student in the Philadelphia School District, you are going to to find out today how they do plan to transition back to in-person learning. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? Yeah, 12 noon today, the district will unveil its plans to go hybrid. And when the kids do go back, it'll be the first time inside their school buildings in almost a year. They left last March.
It's so crazy.
Crazy how the time has flown. You're right. It's a long time to be home for sure, sitting in front of a computer. I'm sure they're getting antsy,
to say the least. You know what? I read this story. There is this middle school teacher, I believe, in Massachusetts, and he rented some sort of bus. And what he does is he drives to, like, various places, and he teaches his kids remotely from that bus.
Interesting.
So that they feel like they're taking a field trip. You know, and he takes his computer out, and he shows them the attractions while on Zoom and, you know, teaches them the history of the place. I just thought that was a really cool idea. That is going to be a huge deal when students can actually go back to taking field trips.
They're going
to
welcome them. They're going to love them.
Oh, yeah. It's something I can't even imagine, though, right now. But, yeah. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Well, this is a very special week for Bill because he is filling in for Mark Shepherd, who's on vacation. And Bill is on the air here on B101 in the afternoons. Now, this is really long days for our Billy.
I'm whiny. I'm extra whiny.
He's whiny, tired, and cranky.
Tired.
But it's all good news for you if you listen at 3:05.
That's right, because we're doing our Apple a Day giveaway. 3:05, you want to listen for that very special code word I'm going to give you, all right? You take that code word and you enter it before 8 o'clock at night at b101philly.com for your chance to win that brand new Apple iPad. Now, if you missed the code word, it's very magnanimous of me. I actually repeat it throughout the show between...
So generous.
So generous.
Amongst the crankiness.
And by the way, filling in for Mark Shepherd, very big shoes to fill. You know how I feel about that guy. I just think he's fantastic on the air.
Well,
So I'm trying my hardest. He's a hard act to follow for sure. But yeah, make sure you're listening at 3:05 for your chance to win that Apple iPad right here on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Hey, if you are missing Modern Family, or, I mean, even better yet, if you've never watched it, now you can, starting on February 3rd, because in a streaming partnership, Peacock and Hulu will be airing all 11 seasons of the show. They did exactly 250 episodes.
Is that right? Yeah, was it 250? One of my favorite comedies of all time. And it's so funny when you watch the reruns now. How little the kids were in the show.
I know.
You know, it's just something, but it is one of the great shows out there that we've ever had. Obviously, 250 episodes, that says enough. So, yeah, I can't wait to watch that. And I do have Hulu, so that's good. How about this? This is great. We have for you guys, coming up with Beat the Bee, 7:30, a chance to win a $50 Fogo de Chão gift card. Just think of sitting in that Brazilian steakhouse, eating all the meat you can get your grubby hands
on. That's right. Dripping down your chin.
That's right.
I wear a bib?
That's right. And the trick is stay away from the salad bar at first. That's the trick. But anyway, we'll have that $50 gift card to Fogo de Chão. We play Beat the Bee very shortly at 7:30. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
All right, we're going to play Beat the Bee right now. We're going to have some fun. The game works like this. If you're not familiar, you guys are betting on me. So you get a yes or no question. Mm-hmm. Yes or no, will I be able to correctly answer Bill's trivia questions?
All right, today's category, would you like to know it right now? It is Famous JTs in honor of the Phillies signing JT Realmuto. Very exciting. $115.5 million over 5 years. So we're going to do Famous JTs. There's plenty of them, believe
it
or not.
The only one I can think of is Justin Timberlake.
He's one. We have others, too, with those famous initials.
I got to put the JT brain on. We have a very nice prize for you this morning. So you're playing for a $50 gift card to Fogo de Chão, courtesy of the Center City District. Support Philly restaurants by ordering takeout, and you can learn more at supportphillyrestaurants.com. Want to play Beat the Bee? Give us a call right now. We will take caller number 10.
888-333-B101. Yep, caller 10 gets to play Beat the Bee. 888-333-B101.
Program. Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Really nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a $50 gift card to Fogo de Chao, courtesy of the Center City District. And we are playing this morning with Tina from Hatfield. She was caller number 10.
All right, Tina, it is five trivia questions for Jen Ryan. The category today, famous JTs, in honor of the Philly signing of JT Realmuto. You can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right, and you're going to win. So, Tina, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start with question one. Jen, Justin Timberlake. Now, his full name is Justin Randall Timberlake, JRT. True or false? Did he go by the stage name Justin Randall when he started his career? Justin Randall. Tina, will she know that?
I think she will. She's a smart cookie.
Aw, sweet. I don't think he did, so I'm going to say no.
No, it is true. He used the name Justin Randall when he first started it at a very young age. That's
not
all
that
right.
Smart, Tina.
That's all right. Not off to a good start, but plenty of chances to win, Tina. Here we go. Question two. Let's move on to Philly's favorite new JT, Mr. Realmuto. The name reminds me of that fictional fashion designer, Jacobim Mugatu. Remember
who?
Him? Jacobim Mugatu.
You're not even saying that right.
It's Mugatu. In the comedy, what comedy starring Ben Stiller was Mugatu in?
Can I have choices?
All right. Let's see. Was it Tropic Thunder or Zoolander? Tina, will she know that?
Yeah, I'll give her a tour. She'll know it.
All right, second chance here. I'm going to guess Zoolander.
Zoolander was the hint gave it away. There you go. All right, Tina, you're on the board. Let's go on to question three now. Before he became a movie star, John Travolta was a sitcom star in Welcome Back, Kotter. What was his character's name? Was it Vinnie Barbarino or Joey Bag of Donuts? Vinnie Barbarino.
She'll definitely know that one.
You know what? I didn't even need the choices. He was Vinnie Barbarino.
Vinnie Barbarino. All right. We're practically giving this gift card away. All right. Question four. Let's see if
Juan
you can get it.
Juan Felipe Pedro de Cuevas Epstein.
That was great.
Thank you.
Juan Epstein. Oh, man. All right, Jen. Question four. Justin Trudeau is the 23rd Prime Minister of Canada. He's a famous JT.
He is.
Was he born on Christmas Day or New Year's Day?
Oh,
is he a Christmas baby or a New Year's baby? Tina, will she know that?
50-50. I'll give it to her. She'll know it.
Tina, I love you. You know I'm guessing, though. I'm going to go he's a New Year's baby.
Nice. Christmas. A Christmas baby.
No.
All right. All comes down to question five, Tina. Here we go.
All right. Make it an easy one.
Oh. Yeah, come on, Bill.
Well, it's a sports one. Jen doesn't do great with sports, but here we go. Strap yourself in. Justin Thomas is one of the world's best golfers. Is he ranked higher or lower than Tiger Woods in the world golf rankings? Higher or lower? Tina, will she know that?
I'm going to go with her all the time.
Really?
Riding with Jen.
Yes, Jen. Higher. Come on, Jen.
All right, I know. Now, I've never heard of this guy. However, I know that Tiger's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I know he hasn't been playing much.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. So currently this guy's probably higher.
He is. He's ranked 3rd in the world. Tiger 44th in the world because he's hurt. You bet right. You
that
bet on Jen.
Crazy, Tina. Crazy.
Good job.
Congratulations. Oh, you're a sweetheart. I'm so happy for you. You got a $50 gift card to Fogo de Chao, and it's courtesy of the Center City District.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Fun playing with you. Hang on a moment, and we'll get your info.
All right, thanks.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, good morning. If your child is a student in the Philadelphia School District, you are going to find out today how they do plan to transition back to in-person learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 noon today. So the district will then unveil its plans to go hybrid. And when the kids do go back, it'll be the first time inside their school buildings in almost a year. They left last March. Isn't that crazy? It's such a long time, as we all know, to be sitting home in front of a computer.
I can vouch for that with my kids. Yeah. You know, I read this story. I'm trying to think. It was a middle school teacher, I believe, in Massachusetts. He's renting some sort of like bus, and then he drives it to various places, and he teaches the kids remotely from this bus so that they feel like they're taking a field trip.
That's cool.
Isn't that kind of cool? Like, and he shows them the attractions. He takes the computer and goes out the window with Zoom and stuff and teaches them the history of the place. I mean,
That is going to be such a huge deal when students can go actually back to having a field trip, right? I mean, I can't even imagine that now.
Sure, the parents are excited, too. Get the kids out of the
house. Get out.
Get out of the house.
Go to Gettysburg.
That's
and
right.
Walk around that cemetery for hours.
Stay
please.
2 days. Stay. There's
That's
cabins
right.
there.
It's haunted. Enjoy.
That's right.
Meet some ghost friends.
There you go. Oh, guys, we're going to take you on a trip, a brain trip, if you will, with our impossible question coming up next. Make sure you are listening at 8:15. Guys, it is the right answer. We'll win you $404 this morning. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, it's a nice prize for your hump day, $404 for the IQ. Here it is. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
And yesterday's wrong guesses were, believe it or not, use deodorant, fly a helicopter, wear a face mask, use a rotary phone. So none of those were correct. We would love to hear your guesses right now, so you can call with them, $404 in the jackpot. So best of luck. And here's our phone number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
Yeah, nice jackpot today, $404 for the IQ. Here it is, 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
Ryan, hi, what is your guess?
Take out our trash.
Take out the trash. 3 or 4 of us have never done the the dirty work.
I will say that that task is assigned to hubby.
And he's good. Didn't he bring home a garbage bag the other day, you were telling me?
And Jen? A hubcap from
and
his
And a hubcap from
he
his
He likes
walk.
Picking up trash. That's he
just,
does.
He was born to do it. All right, Ryan, great guess, but not what we're looking for.
All right.
So keep calling then with your guesses. It is not taking out the trash, picking up trash, anything like that. But 3 out of 4 of us have never done this, and we've got $404 in the jackpot. Sweet. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
$404 for the IQ this morning. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
Hi, Maria. What is your guess?
My guess is write a check.
Write a check. Oh, wow.
Well, everything's done electronically these days, right, Maria?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
can I just
start.
Say one of the greatest inventions is Venmo? Seriously.
It really is.
You
are you a Venmo person, Maria?
Yes.
Well, I can't
definitely.
Venmo you $404. I'm sorry, because that's not the answer, writing a check, but have a great day.
Good try.
Take care.
Thank you. The first half of an impossible question for me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Great to have you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Melissa. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. What is your guess?
Hi, good morning. I'm going to go with they have never smoked.
What? Smoked what?
Yo, do we need
Melissa,
to be?
Melissa, you have to be specific when you're talking to me.
Let's say they've never smoked a cigarette. Let's play it safe this morning.
There you
I
go.
I like that. All right.
I tried smoking a cigarette once when I was a kid. It was disgusting. Now, I do smoke cigars and some other things, but not
Bill?
What we're looking
for. Are you serious? Like a cigar you think is not as gross as a cigarette?
Yeah, I love the taste of a good cigar, especially on the golf course, you know what I mean? But I just can't do the cigarette.
No,
never got into it, you know? But listen, great try, Melissa. Just not it.
All right, thanks.
Julia, hi, how about you? What's your guess?
Is it that 3 out of 4 of us have never cleaned our vacuum cleaner really well?
Oh.
I don't just mean getting the hair out of the roller, but the whole thing.
Julia, you're blowing my mind. I had to do this literally 2 nights ago because the vacuum cleaner was not sucking anything up. This stuff I had to take out. I have 2 daughters, both with very long red hair. When I flipped it over, all this hair was stuck in the roller. A sock was stuck in the roller. And then the tube was filled with all that dust, and I couldn't figure out a way to get it out. So I said to my son, you got to come here and help me clean. Guys, this is like such a good tip. He blew into one end of the tube, and then all the dust and everything came out.
Oh, disgusting, though. I hope you're wearing
gross.
A face mask.
I even said to Jim, I hope crime scene investigators realize that if they're looking for DNA, flip a vacuum cleaner over because the hair is all in there.
Everything's in there.
This is a good public service announcement. Clean your vacuum cleaner, everyone.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, though, Julia, just not the right answer, but a great guess.
Oh, thanks for letting me play.
Thank you. It was fun talking to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Reliving that vacuum cleaner
nightmare.
I'm
telling you. It's really
so sorry to share that
stressing you out.
Okay. So, okay. Another day has gone by where nobody guessed the right answer, and that means we're going to add another $101 to the jackpot. $505 for you. Tomorrow morning at 8:15, 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. Good luck on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it entertainment-wise. So check this out. This is trending, actually, on TikTok today. So an NSYNC fan, her name is Caitlin. She got Lance Bass to make a video with her on TikTok remotely where they pretend to be a couple and they do this dramatic reading of Bye Bye Bye.
Do I want to be a fool for you? Just another player in your game or two?
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Look, I don't really want to make it tough.
I just want to tell you that I've had enough.
It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Bye.
That's pretty good.
I loved it when I saw it on TikTok, too.
And I love Lance, but I will say he needs to brush up on his acting skills just a little bit.
Caitlin
was great. But yeah, very funny. Also, if you are missing Modern Family, or better yet, if you've never watched it, now you can, starting on February 3rd, in a streaming partnership, Peacock and Hulu will be airing all 11 seasons of the show.
One of my favorite comedies of all time. And my new favorite, Amanda Gorman. The great poet. She signed with IMG Models, Jen. The 22-year-old Harvard grad completed a deal with the company, which represents iconic models like Kate Moss and Gisele Bündchen. And by the way, she'll be on Ellen today as well. She is striking. She's a beautiful woman, obviously. Inside and out, obviously. Jane Fonda will get the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the 2021 Golden Globes. Fonda is a 15-time Golden Globe nominee and a 7-time winner. Of course, a screen legend. And that is Be On Top of It. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hope your hump day work day is a quick one for you and also for our top fan of the day today, Terry Mesantonio of King of Prussia. That is a very cool name.
That is a great name.
Love it. Terry liked us on Facebook at B101 Philly and is active with the comments, liking people's posts, laughing at them. And that's how you become a top fan if you're interested and you would like a shout out.
Yeah. Just be nice to us and everyone else. But listen, Terry, congrats on being named a top fan again. You're going to get plenty of shout outs and social media love today. Top Fan is sponsored by our friends over at Acme, and your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. Register to win yours online now at b101philly.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.